If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special one-off of the show here, Film Sack. It's the thing where we do the watch-along. You know, someone's out of town, someone's got a thing to do, so what do? We get together and we cram in a watch-along of an old TV show, and that's what we're doing. I'm Scott Johnson with who's here? We got Randy Jordan and the two Bryans. We're all here.
Right.
Oh, hi.
Hello. Nice to have you all here. We're going to watch Baywatch, guys. Baywatch.
I'm so excited about this.
Yeah.
This might be my first ever episode of Baywatch I've watched.
Oh, my gosh, really?
This will be the first complete episode of Baywatch I've ever watched. I've seen it start many times before I was able to get up to turn the channel. It's like, oh.
Yeah. I feel like that's kind of my experience, too. I don't know if I've ever seen a full story, or I certainly don't remember if I did. But this is early. So 89 is the year. Episode 3, it's called Heat Wave. And you're going to get this over on Amazon Prime Video. That's where you're going to want to sync up today to listen to us. I know some of you listen to us without watching. I think you're insane, but hey, we'll take you no matter how you come around here. But for those who want to watch along, it is Amazon Prime Video, Season 1, Episode 3. Not to be confused with Hawaii, by the way. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to put it to Brian Ibbett. I'm going to ask you a question at the end of this watching, so I'm going to give you the question.
I can answer it now. No, I will never watch another episode of Baywatch after this.
That question's too easy.
Hold on.
I want to know, as someone who's never seen Baywatch.
Would be my answer. Yeah.
It's a F, Mary, kill. No, I'm...
Nice. All answers are David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
I want you to think about what you expect. Like, what is this show about? What does it look like? How does it sound? Like, what do you expect? I want you to think about that now, because I want to ask you again if it is at all like what you expected.
Okay. So your expectations are on the line now, dude. No pressure.
Just, yeah.
Geez. I just think this is really, really funny because we're watching some garbage TV, boys.
Yeah, definitely some garbage TV. And I also like the idea that I'm going to F, then marry, then kill David Hasselhoff. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. In that order.
Yeah, in that order.
I would marry him first.
Yeah, marry him first, you know, because, you know, we're like that. We're pious like that. All right, let's get to
yourself
this.
For the Hoff.
So we got the Baywatch Season 1, Episode 3, Heat Wave. Go line it up, everybody, and then pause the show and come back. Oh,
I'm seeing
back.
Like some sparkly ocean wave things. Is that what I'm supposed to be seeing?
You're supposed to be seeing that right at zero. It's about to start its intro. And for people at home, make sure you play and make sure there's not some interstitial Prime thing. If there is, skip that and then you'll be right where we are.
Why am I paying for Prime if you're just going to give me Prime ads?
Well,
means all ads.
You just hit click to get past it. It's not big.
Oh, are you an apologist for Amazon Prime?
No, I do. Sometimes they show me things I'm interested in, and if I'm not, I just hit that button. So it's not a big
deal. Brian Dunaway is a little excited right now.
Click one more stupid thing.
I know. I feel you. All right, here we go. We're going to unpause after 3, 2, 1, go, but it's not yet. It's when I say it this time. Okay. So here goes. 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, wow. Look at that. Oh, turn on your captions if you like those, I guess.
Hey, watch. Okay.
Yes.
All right. This is the right thing.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's running. Oh, look out, birds.
Get out of my way, birds.
Yeah, out of my way, birds. Some people stand in the darkness. In the darkness. Oh, this is the song.
The music, guys.
Was this music from the 80s? This does not sound like 90s music.
Yeah, it's 80s,
baby. This is 1989.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That kid just drowned. That's a bummer.
I mean, we're almost out of 80s, but it's 89, you know.
Sure.
Oh, here's that guy, that bald guy with the mustache.
I bet we don't see him ever again.
Yeah, that guy's too old to be a Baywatcher.
No, I think that's him. I think he's one of these actors that hasn't done anything since, but is in this.
Ben?
was like, is this Cocktail with Tom Cruise?
How did they burn the tower down? I want to know more. How did they burn the watchtower down?
Hasselhoff's still in pretty good shape in 89.
Yeah.
Looking all right.
Aerodynamic.
Yeah, this is peak Hoff. This first season, you will never get a better Hasselhoff than you get right here, right now.
I feel like toward the end of Knight Rider, things are all right.
Some people are better at running Weatherly. Than others.
Who?
Yeah, yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
Oh, that guy's hair is beautiful.
Billy Warlock. Warlock.
Oh, I forgot she was in this.
Oh, Erica Flemix.
Yeah.
What's her name?
I'm always ready.
Aleniak. She popped out of the cake in front of Steven Seagal.
That's right. We saw that here on Film Sack. Oh, good old Peter Phelps. Peter Phelps. Chewing my gum.
Check me out.
Oh, I get in trouble every episode.
Yeah.
I'm a scamp.
There's always a kid.
Okay, so Ibbitt does have an idea of how this goes.
Yeah. Oh, there's the snark.
I'm kind of a jerk
now.
I'm the one older person in the entire cast. Yeah. Right. Everyone else that you'll ever hear from on this show is 25.
I've seen enough Baywatch. Yeah. Let's move on.
This is where you change the channel. It reminds me the thing about the show.
So
always,
much impact.
A lot of impact.
Color TV by RCA. Hot damn.
It has a nice film quality to it, though, the intro.
It does. Sure.
Looked all right.
I'm looking at this in widescreen. I wonder how they formatted this, because this is definitely 4x3 era.
What are those weird things with, it looks like telephones in them? I don't know.
Yeah.
Almost like TV booths?
And cable.
Telephone booth? What is that? Uh-oh. This guy's trouble.
Is that where I'm supposed to use my cell phone?
E-boo.
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 Remember that license plate, Scott?
No. I don't remember
Greatest snow
about
on
it.
Earth.
Oh, is that what it said? Is that a Utah plate? Was that a Utah plate? I totally missed it.
Yes, it was a total Utah plate.
That's awesome.
No. So he gets out a tiny gun and then backs up.
Oh, I remember those wheels. Look at those wheels.
I'm going to go get a sun-kissed out of this vending machine.
Yeah. Out my way,
boom,
bitch.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, this guy.
Yeah.
I'm in trouble.
Did you see how hard he swallowed?
Yes.
My God, that's gulp. Acting.
I'm surprised the post captioning didn't go gulp.
What is this? Oh, it's a kid. Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay, when does somebody start drowning?
When you wake up a sleeping kid and you have to carry him, man, they all make the same posture.
That TV is awfully low.
Yeah,
it is a little low. On the wall.
It's lower than you'd like, you know?
I would run into that thing constantly if that were in my room.
When you run into it and it bonks you in the kidneys, it's too low.
Yeah.
Bart Braverman is the creepy guy.
Ah, okay. Are you using X-ray?
Music intensifies. Oh, he's going to stab his wheel with a pocket knife. You can't do that, by the way.
You
will totally hurt yourself. Oh, he's letting the air out. Okay, never mind. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, he's cutting the stem. Cut the valve. Nicely
done, that's dirty
sir.
Pool, man.
That is dirty pool.
I hope but that's also a serrated edge.
It's also a bad idea. It's a bad idea.
So, is only one tire going to stop that maniac? I don't know.
That guy's not. Yeah.
He's like, got to get back to Salt Lake City,
son.
What's
going on, father?
We got to get you home and playing Mario 3 on your
NES.
Now,
is this like somebody's cousin or something that is part of the crew, I'm assuming?
I'll bet we find out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a feeling we'll find out. Oh, look at him. He's like, oh, I got to go.
He's getting away.
No.
Oh, on the turn.
Me tire.
Son of a bitch. Mazda.
That's the worst. I hate that we're still using tires like that. Shouldn't we have better things to do tires now?
Ooh, a whopping 81 degrees.
I wish.
I wouldn't call that whopping.
Welcome to the heat wave we're currently having.
Yeah, this is nothing.
Oh. Please don't fry anything when you're partially shirtless. Always wear long sleeves when you're frying stuff.
How much bacon grease is stuck in that terry cloth wristband?
Yeah. Ew.
Oh, man, this is the era of bands. He's got wristbands, he's got headbands.
Right. Is this his kid?
Have you seen my leg bands?
Right. Steve. I am Steve.
Oh, why do you smell like bacon?
Thanks. Now I'm all sweaty. Thanks.
Yeah, he is sweaty. I guess this is the heat wave, right?
Hey, I'll pass on a hug because I'd like to stay dry, please.
Oh, his God, name is Hobie.
Why is that kid so sweaty?
I don't know. They're sopping wet. It's only 81. Come on,
only
guys.
A whopping 81 degrees.
Yeah, there's something wrong with the way they do temperatures in this show. It's irritating me.
I mean, they are talking Fahrenheit, right?
I assume so. If it's Celsius, then I'll be dead.
The former sleeping kid.
Why is he all wet? The kid is wet.
The smaller kid is an actor named Matt Feimster, and he really didn't do much.
Mm-hmm. Just off camera is the guy with a spritzer bottle, by the way.
Yes, right.
You're not sweaty enough.
Remember, the name of the episode is Heatwave. These people are all hot.
Yeah, right.
And they're making bacon. It's like super hot outside. What should we eat for breakfast? Some bacon.
How about a nice gazpacho? Or
Hobie. Who names their kid Hobie?
Oh, Hobie. Someone that was a brand, right?
From the beach.
Yeah.
Was it a brand?
Hobie Cat.
Never heard it before.
No, that's too bad.
Okay, did this series kick in right after Knight Rider, like right away?
Yeah, it'd been
right? There was some time between.
Okay. Oh. In my head, there was a ton of time between, but 89 is probably not that far off from that
couple
ended.
Years.
I'm going to look it up.
You definitely know you were watching this thinking, wonder when Kit will show up.
Yep.
I love set decoration for anything. Like where like no one would store all of their detergents where you could see all the labels. Mm. You pack them all in on that shelf, make room.
But 86, for a show? 3 years, two and a half years between Knight Rider and this.
Look at that wall. Look at that art decor though. Oh, nice butt shot.
Nice.
Thank you.
Bum.
Yeah, this is the man, people were telling people. Like seriously, I was a kid in school, and I remember kids coming to school and saying they were allowed to watch Baywatch, and they were so happy.
Can you believe I watched Baywatch?
Right? Yeah. I watched
this is so
night.
Pre-internet.
This is very
the only way you could get it.
Yep, this is the only way you could find a lady in a bikini was gawking at her in live public
right,
areas,
stalking them on the beach or on the TV.
She's hello.
Hey, my hair's
the
high.
Male gaze.
My hair's pretty high.
Take a picture, high. It'll last longer, Billy Warlock.
Oh, we got an Australian or something.
Yeah.
I think he's faking it, though. Let it sound real. Yeah, that was like... That's not a knife. So this is a knife.
Peter Phelps is still acting. He's still getting roles.
Who's he?
The Aussie.
Oh, the Aussie. Is he Australian then? For real?
Yes. Yes, for real.
Okay. I'll give him that then. And that's all, though. That's all he gets. This guy looks familiar.
Got to keep your teeth clean because you got to be fresh for CPR.
No, never talk when you're brushing your teeth. Never.
No, that's just going to spray all over the damn place.
So this would have been before Hasselhoff. When did Hasselhoff eat the burger on the floor? That was like 2005 or something. Right?
Like your little moments of time for Hasselhoff.
Yeah. I have a very specific timeline for him.
Wow.
The search result, I just started typing Hasselhoff.
Lifeguard by day, lawyer by other day.
Can you put on a shirt, dude?
The first result when I type Hasselhoff, the auto completes to burger. That's amazing.
Really?
Yeah. That's amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
This is the only guy you will see that won't guys, take his shirt off, I bet.
Guys, what do you call that? What do you call that tape that you typed into?
Yeah, all that like press through tape. Look at all of it all over the place. It's like
so great.
War and Peace on labeled, his console over there.
He labeled everything. Yeah, labeled everything.
Label
Look at
maker,
those phone books,
label
too.
Maker. Label, I'm trying, what is it called?
You're like 5 years from the internet, you guys. About to change hardcore.
But until then, we're going to use phone books.
Yeah. Is he going to rip the page out? Trope. Yes.
Wow, you jerk. That's an evil man right there.
Yeah. Nothing worse than looking at his phone book.
Boxes too.
2007 was the Hasselhoff burger on the floor.
Ugh.
That is too many people.
That's a super spreader of that right there.
That doesn't look fun, does it? Doesn't look fun to me.
It doesn't.
No.
I've got my own 2-foot square of beach that I'm going to enjoy today.
Gross. It's too much.
Can I borrow your towel?
She's still sitting in the same spot. Now she's surrounded by people. Well, she got the, must get there early.
Okay, 106 in Burbank. That's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Well, Burbank isn't the beach.
No, but
Burbank's far from the beach.
Pretty inland, yeah.
I just mean that would qualify as a heat wave.
Yeah, that would be hot. I had that shirt.
Warlock's got a weird little muffin going on there. I mean, I'd love his muffin.
I'd pretty much still be happy to have that muffin.
Yeah, I would take Warlock's muffin. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Warlock's muffin.
Warlock muffins. If only we had episode titles for this show.
Right. There's no way that's his real name, right? Nobody's name.
Billy Warlock. Yeah. And I think not? If I were going to make up a name, I'd make up something better than Warlock.
His boob moved. Did you see that? They're weird.
That's how real boobs are, Scott.
No,
he's one of the old Hardy. Oh no, that's not one of the old Hardy Boys. Parker Stevenson was.
Yeah, I want you to know though, Billy Warlock is his dad has a way better name. His name is Dick Mr. Warlock.
Dick Warlock.
Dick Warlock.
Dick Warlock. Wow. Dick Warlock. That's almost worse than Dick Miller.
Yeah, Dick Warlock was in Firestarter, and The Thing.
These are some Let's Play TMNT video game playing kid looking kids.
They are. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Radical.
Maloney, rad.
And also, I can't overstate, once again, how people watch this just to see girls in bikinis, but it is a little discordant to have a lot of screen time taken up by children.
Yeah, kids in front of the screen, yes. But in the background, there's like 50 bikinis you're trying to not stare at too hard.
This was the boner killer scene.
Yep, here comes the boner killers. Wait up. That's radical, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And now, government.
Here comes I love how every human in this show is tan. Yes. These guys have tan. They look like they live in the sun, and then they also wear a suit.
I like that this guy converted his living room with a fireplace and everything into his office. And if you look at the angle again, if they show it.
Or bed, for that matter.
All I play is this guy and everything I do. Shave that mustache. I can see it. Not him. Him. Look at that.
No, crazy.
Oh, he's got dead eyes. I don't like him.
Jeez. Oh, blink.
Those crazy eyes. He is a natural born predator.
Funky music. Do, do,
do, do. All these people.
Look at my guns.
Parking was bullshit. Getting here
I just
sucked.
Ran over somebody.
Yep. There is superstition.
We're all taking a shower at the same damn thing.
Got it on the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, this just grosses me out. Everything about this
too
crowd.
Too many people. I'm sorry. Did we used to live like this?
Oh, we still
do. We used to like people around like this many people.
That is happening.
You kids
right this moment.
Boobs.
That is what Santa Monica looks like. That's what Huntington Beach looks like. That's what Laguna Beach looks like.
No thanks.
This song. Did you hear that? The mic drops because we're friends forever.
Oh, I hope they don't get into trouble
over
here.
Zone. You have a bikini, but I'm in the friend zone.
Oh, this isn't going to go well, is it?
They're having such fun, guys.
Oh, look at them. It's great.
Yeah. I mean,
no one gets tired of hiding in the pipes. Hiding in the pipes is a great child activity. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, good idea.
What the frick?
Oh, you butthole.
This is the best thing we've ever watched. This montage is the best thing we've ever watched. Yeah.
It's pretty great. Oh, no, don't ruin theirs.
Oh, mother. Little pricks. I would kill these. They should call themselves the Castle Crashers.
They became evil.
Jeez.
And this music is so like, I bought a tape. It's at the bottom of the bin somewhere. It's all free to use.
There she is.
There she is. She's lovely.
Run!
Is somebody drowning? Oh, no.
We're never going to know.
Why are they hiding from her? Oh, they want to go into Danger Hole.
Danger Hole. They just built up a very exciting moment, uh-oh, and then they're never going to show you what was happening with that rescue.
Nope. I think we accidentally are watching the worst Baywatch episode ever. Or are they all like this? Are they all this
bad? Seems like a low bar.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, on the overcrowded beach.
Yeah, meanwhile on Hell Planet. Jeez, look at this.
It's not that bad. I have that inflatable orca.
It is, you know, when you look at this from a side view, it looks busier than when you look at it from the top down.
I still would find something else to do. I love a good beach, but, oh, they locked him in.
Without even checking if anybody was on the other side.
No. Nope.
Right.
They didn't even look, much less talk.
Zenith.
Wow, Baywatch headquarters.
Zenith. There's not even an N.
It's Zenith. Zenith. Oh my gosh, they had to off-brand it a little bit. That's great. What is happening here? Why are there 1,000 kids in here?
It's take your horrible children to work day.
Take your little monster to work day. So does he like, is he like part-time sheriff and part-time lifeguard? What,
yeah, why isn't he with all those people on the beach? Why isn't he out there?
Yeah,
it's the same thing. This is just his inside uniform.
Does he go outside ever?
Yes, absolutely. They just need you to, they need you to visually make a distinction between someone who's working on the beach and someone who's working in the office at any time.
Oh, that's it. Okay, lost children.
So is there, this sounds like a dumb question because I'll bet it is. Every episode's about people just getting lost, right? Like,
no.
Do they actually save anybody in the water? Does that ever happen? Like,
oh yeah,
sure. Yeah.
Yeah. They have these, big set pieces out in the water, but like, it's like saying every episode of Airwolf is about a rival helicopter and not really, you know, like,
that's a good point. I like that though.
There's all kinds of adventures to get into is what I'm saying.
I love the idea that every episode of that is about a rival helicopter. That would be amazing. Airwolf up against Seawolf. Rah. Oh. Yeah, so you're in there. They're in the tide tunnel thing, right?
Oh, it's really funny that they just put these kids right there. Like you can just do that.
Can you do
just that? Film that shot.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, spritz it. Yeah. Your eyes are too close together, honey. Look at his eyes.
Yeah.
It looks finished, but who knows? My eyes are too close to each other.
Right? Everything looks unfinished to me.
Nothing is 3D.
I'm surprised I got home in one piece. I can't really drive. I can't see. Oral.
Oh.
Everyone likes an oral agreement.
Gosh, these 20-somethings are beautiful.
They don't see. I still look at them and go, who are these old people? It's just it's the time. It's the era they're in. But they're probably like, what, 23? You guys need to take a visit to the eye center as well, bud.
I would like for us to get back to the restored, remastered footage, because this footage is terrible.
I don't know that there is a restored or remastered.
No. Footage. We were watching remastered footage, and then that interior scene suddenly flipped to not remastered video.
Mm-hmm. Is that water?
This looks
hidden?
Fantastic.
Was that water hitting
this?
Them?
This looks fantastic.
Well, I don't know about fantastic, but I get your point.
I'm telling you, this stuff used to look terrible.
Why do they have so many cotton balls at a beach first aid? Like,
it's like they get them delivered in trash bags every day.
Right.
How fun would it, little prick show? You know, it'd be great to chuck a ball at his head. That'd be great. What a fun job. I want to know who gets that job. Probably the spritzer. Wouldn't that be fun? Hasselhoff's going to walk by here, nail him in the head when he does it. We're going to do eight takes. I would love that.
He's got a bunch of pencils. I'll bet he has a pencil sharpener somewhere.
Get the dog out of there. Well.
I want you to know that watch that they're all wearing was very exciting in 1989.
Oh, yes. Is it an Iron Man triathlon? What is it? Oh, I see. Okay, I see it now.
I don't remember what exactly it is, but it was a thing everybody wanted to wear.
Yeah. If you didn't have an Iron Man watch, what were you even? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I want that fat guy to take his shirt off.
Not enough skin. You know, not enough skin for you, Johnson.
No, just equal time, man. You know,
like, tons of skin.
How come all the skinny in shape people get their shirts off, but old Buckaroo over there? Let's just have everybody
your door's
shirtless.
Cut in half.
Suspense music.
I love
and stuff like that.
I do too. It's great.
All right, so we're back in Burbank.
Ebu license plate.
Wagon's a piece of shit. Greatest snow on earth, baby. Look at him. He's a cocaine man. Is that water hitting them or is this a green screen? I can't tell.
I'm telling you, this was filmed on location in the moment. Yeah. Like,
you.
I love how there are 10,000 people on this beach, but they can't get anyone's attention.
Exactly. Well, this is the one spot of the beach where there aren't, you know, tons of people.
Why is this so funny?
I don't know.
Yeah, you look there and it's still only like ankle deep.
Yeah, I think they'd be fine. They have to eat one another later, though. They're going to get hungry.
Come on.
Why are there? I still don't know why there are a bunch of kids there.
Because this is the lost kids desk.
Heat frustration. I'm so frustrated with this heat.
Take your shirt off.
Take your shirt. Take your shirt off, dude. Stop touching me.
My little Ricky. I lost him on a 60s sitcom with Lucy Ricardo.
He was playing drums last I saw him in bongos.
My little Ricky.
Is that bright red string for the glasses.
Accessory. It's accessory, right? He said accessory.
Accessory is.
You're just an accessory.
Hold on.
You're just a belt.
I thought you were an accessory to a crime, you were not an accessory.
Like, you're an accessory
you
like
be
a
an
belt.
Accessory to murder.
Watch.
Yeah, I'm an accessory to murder. Yeah, totally.
Hold on. Have I been saying that wrong my whole life?
Yes, you've been saying it wrong your whole life.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Hold on.
Does that console come with all the accessories?
Oh, shit. I thought they were just two different words. One was used, the accessory was to murder, whereas accessory was like, oh, I've got.
I don't want to live here.
I will bet you the random people here in Santa Monica were so happy to have a chance to be on Baywatch. I bet you they didn't have there maybe one sign that said filming in this area.
I'm going to find this. Oh, that's the important stuff. Forget about the building. This
what are we focusing on here?
Exactly.
The
guy's very dark nipples. Those were really dark nipples. He's been in the sun.
Look at the color tone on those nipples. Oh, are those leather seats? Please tell me they're riding in leather seats.
I don't know that has seats. Where's the
seat? Yeah, it doesn't look like the
it's
seats
leather.
Are so low.
Okay, all right.
They're low, but they're leather. Oh, gross. Oh. Even my truck's overheating. Oh, man. I don't know what I'm doing, but we're going to look.
Okay, I figured it out. People sit.
Don't.
You pronounce it.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you.
That is stupid.
Die.
Here's how you pronounce it. You pronounce it accessory when you're doing that thing. It's still spelled the same, but not an accessory. Well, no, I am, because I thought my whole life was a lie. But he was saying it wrong. So I feel better. Yeah. All right.
I'm good. So really, it's not, you can't be an accessory to murder. You're an accessory.
You're an accessory, but it's the same spelling. It's just in that usage, you say accessory according to Wikipedia.
Oh.
But I know Dunaway likes to say, oh. He likes to say, oh, Wikipedia. It must be true.
What
I know
about,
he likes
to do that. Wikipedia, a dictionary as opposed to a crowd-sourced.
I mean, I could look. Let's see.
But isn't that, I mean, isn't the crowdsourcing helpful? Like, if.
No, it's good. These guys are shitting on my bone. It's true. It works great. There's nothing wrong with Wikipedia. Wikipedia is great. It's the most reliable thing on the internet.
You don't want to know what a definition is. You want to know how do people say it, right?
Right. But it's also,
am I saying it how people say it?
It's also like name and place you trust more on the internet. That's my most trusted. I don't trust anything else on the internet except Wikipedia these days. I feel like it's the most trustworthy source of anything.
Cheapest. That is, that looks like a Stifler right there.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Like.
Oh, it's not him. Oh, no. It's not him.
Oh, sorry.
Help, Mike. There's a man taking me.
Oh, takedown.
Wow. He was on it.
Man, I got to go intervene. Come on. All right. I guess I'll go.
Uh-oh.
You forgot your glasses. You forgot your glasses. You
got the sweaty boobs.
Yeah. You got him, Warlock? His hair is high even when it's wet.
Yeah.
Ooh, I did a good job. Mm-hmm. Since his name is Billy Warlock.
Burnt. Good Lord. Some of these people need to get out of the sun. They're burnt.
Whoa, you almost ran those people over, dude. Like, that was close.
He really quickly fixed his truck.
I've always been against that. I don't think even lifeguard people should have freaking vehicles on the freaking beach.
No.
What's he got to get from here to there?
Shut up.
His full name is William Warlock.
It sounds like a... Why is that familiar?
Like a William DC Warlock character.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
How you doing?
Hey.
Let's not say anything. Let's not say a word.
I couldn't make her out because I lost my glasses.
Did you just put an accessory versus accessory in our chat? Get out of here.
I did. No, I found it. I found the whole thing. It's all good.
Is it really spelled with an A?
Yeah. I love it. Legal.
I knew I wasn't crazy. But I think
you should write into ABC.
It could be, I was going to say, it could be, you know, it could be one of those English words where you're allowed to say whatever you want. So it's probably all it is.
Yeah.
You're the problem, pal.
You're the problem, pal.
Pal. Is he talking to Kit again? See, his eyes are too close to each other, and his nipples are closer to each other than they're supposed to be. Look at him again when they show him shirtless here. Oh, his eyes are going down. Hurry up. Show me the guy.
He looks like MacGruber.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
New MacGruber. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I guess actual MacGruber.
I just hope. I hope the whole resolution to this is these kids popping out of a manhole in the middle of a busy street.
Yeah. That'd be fantastic. Right, yes. You know what? Life isn't fair.
See? Look at those nipples. They're right in the middle.
I can't see them through the hair.
Well, they're pretty thick.
Oh, I see. They're kind of high, too.
They're high.
Stop your nipple shaming.
Like his eyes.
Keeps getting covered.
They're
shawl shanking.
Yeah. Those
kids traveled through a river of shit, a mile of shit, and came out at Baywatch on the other side. A
mile of Hawaiian tropic.
Blunt is spelled blout.
They're going to end up on a different show called Z Watanay Watch.
I'd be down.
Look at that board back. Did you see a boogie board back there? That was so 90s.
This what? Feels like a bad
that is,
idea.
That is a terrible idea.
Oh my gosh. What a
we'll
bad idea.
We'll sacrifice all of these kids for the two missing kids.
Yay, I'm going to the city dump.
Have they never seen Private Ryan? Saving Private
Let's
Ryan.
Let's go
come
to
on.
The strip club.
Are there any parents in the writer's room? No? Okay. Well, just make up what we do with the kids after that. Like, this is the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
Well, they are at least teaming up. They at least did do partners.
We'd like to have to rescue 18 kids by the end of this episode right. rather than just
Good
two.
Lord.
Look at these two.
Could y'all go to the scariest place in town? Thanks. We're
the
under
Strand.
Man. The Strand, yeah. We'll
take a moment to show some more bikinis. Here we go.
Always time for more bikinis.
Search montage.
A search montage? That's a thing. Oh,
maybe
now.
They're in these little boxes.
If they are, they're dead. Well, look, they were there. Good job, kids.
Check every pipe.
Guys,
look at the tall
this
pipes.
Music is real good.
It's real. All right.
You back touchstone.
Seriously, this is a half step away from a Chris Cornell song.
This everything in this is a half step from something. Well, don't split up. This is the
that was the whole thing.
Oh,
buddy system.
I now feel like whoever made this, whoever made this song, this whoever made this song was completely ripped off by Incubus later for
right.
the sound.
Yeah.
Well, they said we'd go oh anywhere we could.
They shake their head. Look at that skeevy doorway, dude. That was great. Ugh. That kid's got a every kid on.
Oh, they're going.
Oh, they're
back.
Going in.
Oh my God, they're going back.
Can you
Why
believe
we shoving
they...
these papers down our pants?
Get out of here, kids! This is no place for kids.
Man, trust that guy as far as I can throw him.
I love that his shirt's unbuttoned all the way down.
Yeah, he is not equipped for handling kids.
No sitting, no eating, no waiting.
Wow.
They pop up in a toilet. I'll watch the whole show.
Yeah.
I'll watch the entire.
Oh,
shit.
No. Now they're in trouble. Best day ever.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me these huge rooms exist and there's no ladder? Men built these huge concrete rooms and did not put a ladder up to the manhole. Mm-mm.
Perfect sense. Makes perfect sense. Oh, I want an alien to rise up behind him.
Ooh, sunburn, dude. Ouch.
I'm telling you, man. That. I've seen a lot of sunburns this episode.
Yeah, get under that thing right there. There's shade.
Yeah.
Your football will be okay, but
just move the football. Yeah. Erik Olenek does appear in this episode.
Yeah. Oh, why would they be there? That makes no sense. Try the porn place again.
Try the porn place.
If I'm on any of the covers, ignore it. It's not me.
I have a boner looking at you.
I kissed Elliot on E.T.
Uh-oh.
Where is she now?
She's putting it together.
She's still doing anything.
You think? Junior, nah. Maybe? Nah. No.
Junior detectives figuring it all out.
There's sure a lot less of him in this than I thought there would be.
His name is Mitch.
Mitch.
The sexiest name they could think of for him is Sean. Mitch.
Oh, Mitch, yeah.
Anybody see that Baywatch movie?
No. Yes, I want to, though.
The one with the Rock?
Yes.
It's all dirty and stuff, right? Kind of like 21 Jump Street or whatever they did.
Oh, adultish, you mean?
Yeah. I think The Rock plays Mitch. Oh, they're sitting right by the hole.
Yeah. Oh, they're right there. They're right there. Yep, look, right
that's
there.
That's where they're at.
They're down there.
Don't run people over. Jesus. Oh, so close. Come on. Man.
Move. There they are. That was easy enough.
Well, you can see them.
I didn't hear anything. Let's go.
No, another tube. Yeah, help us. We get it.
We'll just let water rise, float up to the top, and we'll pull you out.
Hobie.
Keep him calm, Hobie. Hulk What's Hobie. He going to do? Keep calm, you guys. I don't know what else to say.
You guys like video games? Yeah. I like video games, too.
Me too.
You like parting your hair in the middle? Hey, yeah, me too.
What's the year? Yeah, yeah.
What's the year?
1989. Why don't they move from that one spot?
Right.
What the hell? What's wrong with these kids?
There's someone with a wheelbarrow full of water, right, and they just dump it onto those kids.
Brian, what's that girl's name again?
Which girl?
The Baywatch girl, the blonde.
Erica Liniak?
Yeah, Erica Liniak. Can't find her in the credits.
Oh, really? She's definitely the only thing that, you know, you have until you get to Pam Anderson. Mm-hmm.
The hell is
she? We just saw her a few months ago in Under Siege.
This seems like the long way around. I definitely think you should have called the fire department, had them like cutting that thing out. This is like way too long. I don't need to see this much truck driving in my Baywatch.
That's a lot.
It's very exciting, though.
Is it?
Yes, it's very exciting.
But is it?
We got an hour to fill.
They just don't go anywhere without one of those little red plastic.
Yeah. But what if I need to? What if I need to swim?
I'm going into the In-N-Out Burger. Don't forget to take a red plastic spaceship.
It's a floaty, right? Like a boy.
Oh, they did fire call the fire floaty department. I apologize.
Oh, yeah. You really need to apologize. I mean,
fire department comes with a cutting torch.
That's right. That's what I would have done. Not that crazy crap they're doing.
Move your hands,
lady.
That's
a completely different hole than it was a minute ago.
Get your hands off there.
Okay.
What? What?
What's wrong? Put this lady in charge.
Wait, what? Why can't
maybe
they
just
burn
have
it?
Them move to a place where it won't rain hot metal on them?
Exactly. Could y'all move over half an inch? Perfect. Okay.
Man, God, even the fly in the toilet knows to swim out of the direction of my pee stream.
She worked. She did a bunch of work. Eric Liniak's doing fine.
Yeah. Mostly E.T.
She's in some recent 2019, 2020 stuff.
I think I swallowed a poop.
She's my age. Jeez.
So remember, they drove miles.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Exactly. And they're stepping on turds.
That's right. She was in Under Siege, and we saw her boobies.
Oh, yeah. What did I say? 5 minutes
ago? I know. The on-air light.
Oh, I was too busy looking at it. I missed the on-air light.
She jumped out of a cake in front of Steven Seagal.
That's right.
And now she's swimming in front of the sea.
It's going to rain hot concrete down on those little kids.
That's even more freaking dangerous. What if that falls apart and hits him in the freaking head?
Right? Ooh, pure beef hot dogs behind him, though.
Don't you just know something's going to go wrong here?
Inevitable.
Ew.
Those red plastic floaties also help keep people back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are they holding each other? I guess so. They're cold.
Yeah, because it's 100 degrees outside.
Don't tell anybody.
It's going to be like.
That wasn't radical at all.
No.
You know what would be safer? Just cutting the freaking thing.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
I told you. Going in with the blowtorch.
It's not a blowtorch. It's a torch.
Wait, isn't a blowtorch that? What's the difference?
A torch makes a flame. A blowtorch blows it 10 feet out in front of you.
Oh, right. I'm thinking it. Yeah, you're totally right.
I told you, lady. Why don't you stick to lifeguarding and let me do the... Damn, we're in the wrong way. It's almost like this is a bad idea or something.
How'd they get in there then?
They came in a different path.
I thought that, why is this water so cold if there's a heat wave? It should be okay. It's not going to be the worst.
Oh, it's the Pacific Ocean. Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's the ocean?
Yeah, doesn't matter how hot it is here.
Use your floaty, Mitch. Use your floaty.
Who gets in first? Come on, let's take a bet. Hasselhoff.
He's the hero. And just hit the kid in the head.
Yep.
And now he's dead.
Severe laceration.
Squat down because it's that shallow in there. I was about to say
exactly right, because you could tell what he did. It was like, they're in like 2 foot of water.
Totally.
Yay. Oh, thank God. They're safe. Oh, they're still in the hole.
I like that we have ancillary Baywatch people that never are in the show. That reminds me of something. Yeah. Like Lost, there's always people in the background.
Yeah, you're
like,
right, people in the background.
Exactly. Nicky and Paolo people.
Yeah. What? How did he? He cut like a big hole in the thing, and that's not even how they got
it
out.
Maybe they cut the a lock or something.
Maybe so.
Well, I don't know.
Mike, over here, Mike. Oh, happy ending. I'm taking the kid.
So is this guy a bad guy or a good guy?
He's just working for the law.
I think he's definitely a bad guy.
Poe Dameron looking pretty good with a tan.
Yeah.
Poe Dameron.
Looks like him.
Poe Man's Dameron.
Poe Man Dameron. Warlock's had a busy day. Get the F out of there, bud.
Yeah. You still here, lady? You think she's into him? Jeez, she's only laid there all day.
Right?
Now she looks like bacon.
No, she's just a crispy lady.
She read the whole book?
I finished Ivanhoe.
Based on looks and oh, hi. You.
Hello, Trevor.
Roxanne and Trevor.
I told you.
That's not a boyfriend. This is a boyfriend.
If they'd only spoken anything all day.
Right.
5 words would have cleared this up.
Oh, he did the voice. He did the accent to be annoying.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me at sunset this beach is empty?
Yeah. Everybody out?
No.
It's probably cracking.
That's not how it works.
They probably filmed this in the morning, right?
No, this is definitely sunset. It's just they didn't tell the rest of Santa Monica that they were filming, so.
Yeah, definitely come down here for those kids. Gosh dang it, dude. You could hear about it on the news. Stay home.
Yeah. And the office is now empty. What is happening? What is this?
I don't know.
Scare everyone away?
Well, this Hobie guy, you're right. He hasn't done much, but he also looks just douchey.
I kind of feel something for Parker Stevenson. Like, I feel like he can't carry this show, but I think he's fine. He's a, you know.
He just needs to blink. My eyes are drying out just looking at him.
He looks like young Odo to me. You know what I mean? Got kind of a Rene Auberginois kind of vibe going on. I hate that final shot. I hate that.
Oh, it's great. They're watching the bay, Scott.
Oh, but who watches the bay watchers?
Yeah, ending don't, theme
don't start
plays.
Up another episode of this one.
Yeah, please stop.
I'm already fearing what all I have to watch to move this out of my here's what to watch next.
I do insist that you take a moment to enjoy the drawn background for the credits.
Yeah, it skipped ahead too fast for me. I'm on to something new here.
Sorry, moved on.
It's like a combination of some sort of illustration and some sort of like wildly skewed colors on pictures.
It's just what you want.
It's fantastic. So, hey, Bryant Ibbett, was that exactly as you expected?
Yes, that was exactly as I expected. Like that, enough TV show training in my life to pretty much say, oh, this is what it's going to be about? Okay, great. I can pretty much tell you.
In some ways, Baywatch feels like the last of a breed of television that was American television for the longest time, 60s, 70s, and 80s. And then we're about to switch over to get a little more interesting, a little more in-depth, like less tropey. And it feels like Baywatch kind of carried that banner right up to the end to me. Yeah. And it totally did that today.
I'm personally willing to make the case for it. Like, I don't think it was objectively bad. Mm. I think it was just like a lot of other stuff, and you can't knock it for that. Like, how many shows can really rise above the rest?
Yeah. And it also has a nice little goofball place in history, and it's fun to make fun of it. And I kind of want to see the movie to see how good or bad it is.
The movie, totally different vibe, right?
Yeah. I mean, they were definitely going for not parody, but I don't know, like 21 Jump Street or what's the other one? The Chips one they made that was all kind of dirty. And,
yeah, want to see that one too.
Rated R or whatever. So yeah, I mean, maybe that stuff, we may want to visit one of those for the show, you know, proper, even though, I don't know, maybe not Baywatch, but like, I don't know, 21 Jump Street might be worth our time. What do you think?
Yeah, I love the initial conceit, though. I love the idea that somebody asked someone else, hey, what if we made like a cop show, but the cops were buff dudes in shorts and they were always surrounded by half naked women.
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, it kind of writes itself, right?
Yeah. It was popular for a reason. I can tell you that. All right. Well, we've done it. We did it. That means
there it is.
We'll be back next week with a movie. We should say what movie next week is. Do we know?
I'm ready to say it. Okay. I think we can say it. We're gonna like we're a little gun shy right now because we keep getting canceled. But no, I'm gonna say it. Next week, we're gonna watch The Bourne Identity, 2002's The Bourne Identity.
Sweet Jesus, that's Jason Bourne. They say a lot in that movie.
Sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
What if they don't say that?
They probably don't at all. But I remember David Statham saying it. But I could be wrong. But I have not seen that since I saw it in theaters. I've seen all of them, but I've only ever seen any of them once. Always had a good time. Probably you'll enjoy this. So come see Matt Damon in his buffest form next week on FilmSack. All right, that'll do it for us. Brian will be back from his bike thing next week.
Yes.
And good luck with that. You're actually you're doing it right now, this very second that we're talking.
I'm doing it right as people are listening to this. They can say, "Oh my gosh, Brian has been on his bike for at least 2 hours now."
Yep, and his chode butter is holding in there, hanging in there. Everything's going to be great.
I'm taking a portable tube with me.
hook it up to a little IV
travel
system.
Travel chode butter.
Travel size.
Yeah, travel chode butter.
Portable tube implies the existence of a not portable tube. A tube that's huge.
Yeah.
That's what those kids got sucked in.
I lower into it on a chain, basically, is the.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, we'll be glad to be back with you fine folks then. In the meantime, we're over at patreon.com/filmsack and, of course, filmsack.com for all your FilmSack needs.
Yeah, and at this point, check out the Patreon for our next bonus episode.
Yeah.
It's coming up right now.
Coming ASAP soon. About
A few days.
In a few days. Yeah. But that'll give you your sweet. We don't know who's doing August. One of the Bryans. We haven't decided, I guess. We got to decide.
No, I think I'm after you, Scott.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Brian, you got to wait all the way till September. How's that feel?
I know. And I've got something lined up. It's going to be fan-freaking-tastic.
All right.
Can't wait.
Your fall will be better because Brian Dunaway will be there for you. All right. That's it for us. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.